cold, dark night, around 2 in the morning, a young man and his father sat in a remote 24-hour diner waiting to be served. The older man, who was sadly, slowly going senile, had insisted on going out for some soup. Not having the energy to argue, the son took him out, for at least this way his father would be happy, and then he could get some peace and quiet. The waiter walked over, welcomed them to the diner, and then asked if they were ready to order, to which they replied they were. The waiter recommended for them to try the burgers. "Best in the West," he said, with a smile that made their skin crawl. They declined and proceeded to order what they came for. The old man ordered tomato soup, and the son, a coffee. When the waiter walked away, the son asked his father if he had thought the waiter looked familiar. Not surprisingly, the father said he had never seen him before. "But why?" he asked. The son proceeded to tell him that he thought he looked a lot like a man he saw on the news that was wanted for murder in another state, but he could easily be mistaken. This made the father quite uncomfortable, so he told his son to shut up and change the subject. Instead, the son then got up, told his father he was going to the bathroom and would be back in a minute. The father waited and waited. Almost 15 minutes had passed, and his son hadn't returned. He also hadn't seen the waiter again. Where was his son? And where was his soup? Just as he finished asking himself this, the waiter appeared with the soup. "Well, you took your time with that," the old man said. "I'm sorry, sir," said the waiter. "We had some issues in the kitchen." "Where's my son?" the old man asked the waiter. "Oh, I'm sure he's not far. I have a feeling you'll be seeing him really soon." And with this, he placed the bowl down on the table with a smile that would have given anyone the creeps. The old man turned to his soup and then dipped his spoon in to take his first mouthful. As he lifted the spoon, something else came with it. Some glasses. What the hell? He thought to himself. A horrible chill ran through his body when he realized whose glasses they were. His son's. The old man looked across at the waiter and was overcome with rage when he saw the waiter's sickly grin staring back at him. He grabbed a knife, leapt out of his seat, and stabbed the waiter in the chest. The blade went straight through his heart, and while bleeding profusely all over the floor, he died. Right at this moment, the son appeared from the kitchen and screamed at his father, "No! What have you done? It was a prank! We were playing a prank!" The old man couldn't believe what he was hearing. A prank? But he's a... "Oh my God," he thought to himself as the reality quickly set in. "I've killed him." The father and son had to act quickly. They grabbed the body and decided to stash it in the cool room to buy them some time. They would then clean the floor and disappear, as if they had never been there. Perfect, they thought. There were no witnesses and no one to stop them. Well, that's what they thought, until they slid back the door to the cool room and were greeted by a sight so shocking, it made both of them wish they were dead. They had disturbed the waiter's brother, hard at work, making meat for burgers. The best in the West, apparently. Not that they would ever know.